Next to a swamp full of toads was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
It's lovely.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It is the 15th of January, halfway through the month already, cruising right along. We've got a few things need to cover tonight here periodically throughout the show. And obviously, for those of you, that most of you that are here, the reason you're here is because you are classic country music fanatics. Well, that's good, because I am too. So we'll get to that here in a minute. Let me check and see who all is in the chat room here. Let's see. Radio Doc. I mean, I'm not going to name them all off. It takes too much time. But just check and see here. We've got the regulars in. I know there'll be some more popping in here in a little bit. Got a bunch of anonymous there all of a sudden. That's good. Well, for those of you that are anonymous, if you have any desire to let us know who you are or where you're at or give us some idea, feel free. If you don't, welcome anyway. That's okay. All right, well, let's get started here. Let's get a song here to break the ice, and then we've got a few things we need to talk about. I'll be back in just a minute. you know what? I don't like that one. Let's do this one. That didn't turn out right. I'll fix it.
Making somebody's love, you'll never be mine. Making believe I'll spend my lifetime loving you. Making
that was one of Kitty Wells did that earlier when she was younger. She was quite a bit older when she did it that time. She's still considered by a whole lot of people as the queen of country music. And we've got some already picked out, but we've got a request for a little bit of newer stuff. We'll get a little newer. We'll get into, we don't do new, because new country has left the news to actually the new stuff has left country is what happened. So we might as well play AC/DC if we're going to play some of this new stuff. But I know what you're talking about there, Iowa Cat, so we'll get to that here in just a little bit. There's well, this isn't funny. Let me tell you this first, and this makes me feel old, and I told Amy I'm a little bit worried about dying in my sleep tonight, because Bob Denver died today. No, wait. That was, let me book that off of there. Let me move that back. There we go. Let me get rid of that one. Wow, that was an old one. Who was the, oh, Alan Rickman. That was the guy that played, what was that he played in, Amy? Besides Harry Potter. He was Professor something or other on Harry Potter. I've never seen any of them. Do what?
He's Professor Snape.
Professor Snape.
Snape.
Huh?
Snape, S-N-A-P-E.
Snape. Okay, whatever. And he was also a guy that played, was it Die Hard?
He was in the Die Hard movie, I think.
He was the I think it was Die Hard 2, I believe. Anyway, you guys know who I'm talking about. Yeah, he's one of the best bad guys there is. He plays the part really well. Grizzly Adams died, 74 years old today. And that's a couple of the couple of ones there make me feel like I'm, well, now I'm getting all depressed. Let's see here. There's a story, let me find it. There's out of Oregon, or this guy comes out of Oregon. Now tell me how smart you feel like this guy is. Now, frankly, I'm leaning towards the other side of zero here. Zero being about as dumb as they get. This guy is, his name's James Twyman. Comes out of Oregon. He says he's headed to Syria to sing songs of peace to the Islamic State, to ISIS. Well, let us know how that works out for you. We'll be waiting for an update. I'm not sure who's going to do the update for us, but I'm sure there'll be one coming up here before long. Says he plans to leave next week to serenade the Islamic State and intends to bring the black-clad barbarians a prayerful message of peace, despite a warning of the State Department that his life could be in danger. Do you really need the State Department to tell you not to go over there? Especially to sing a message of peace. Well, anyway. Hans Gruber, yeah, Detinker, that was the one. Absolutely, that's what I'm thinking about. So, wow. Pumpkin Cat, I think this guy is way past nutcase. I mean, this is, says he's a self-styled peace troubadour. Alrighty then. Well, let us know how that works out for you. I'm anxious to hear the story.
On the Chisholm Trail, it was midnight. Carmelo was strong on his mind. Because of the life he had chosen, Carmela had left him behind. Too long he'd been El Bandito, Carmela had left him alone. But today someone brought a message, she'd been seen in old San Antone. Cross the Brazos at Waco, ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco, I'm safe when I reach San Antone. He glanced back over his shoulder. The posse was nowhere in sight. He'd sent for Carmela to meet him on the banks of the Brazos tonight. She was waiting and he kept the promise he had made such a long time ago. As he dropped the guns that she hated in the muddy Brazos below. Cross the Brazos in Waco, ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos in Waco, I'll walk straight in old San Antone. Then the night came alive with gunfire. He knew that at last it'd been found. As the Rangers' badge showed brightly, El Bandito lay on the ground. Carmela knew he was dying, that all of her dreams were in vain. As she kissed his lips for the last time, she heard him whisper again. Cross the Brazos in Waco, ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos in Waco, I'm safe when I reach San Antone. I'm safe when I reach San Antone.
You know, something I meant to talk about last night, and I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with it. But and I can't believe I forgot it because it ticks me off something terrible. From the pictures that I saw, there was a little speedboat there of some kind that stopped two Navy vessels that happened to be, according to the Iranians, happened to be in Iranian waters. I don't know how many Iranians there were, but I can't believe that there was 10 sailors that voluntarily gave up their ships, knelt down on their knees with their hands on their head, and provided all the, oh, I'm sorry, we were treated so well, and we, you know, it was our fault, that we, damn all that. Unbelievable. Okay, Iowa Cat, no, that was Billy Walker that sang that song. And they've given the whole thing stinks of Obama to me. And this thing almost had to have been set up. They gave up without firing a shot, without these were two, they weren't ships, obviously, with only 10 people between the two of them. I'm guessing 5 on each one. But they had guns. They were some kind of little tactical boats of some kind. And I haven't studied it hard enough to find out for sure, because that is not as relevant as the fact that it actually happened. But how they could set up or not? I mean, they had to have chosen 10 stooges to do this, or they had to have promised them, you know, early retirements or you know, lots of money, or promised they wouldn't kill their wife and kids. You know, I don't know what the deal was, but it was embarrassing. It was infuriating to see those sailors on their knees with their hands on their heads, all of them. Never mind. Out
See the sparkling little diamond on your hand. It's plain to see that you already got a man. I can tell you're not about to fall for any of my life. I see the want to in your eyes. Deep in your smile, there's a quiet
soft desire, like the ember of a once raging fire. You know I could light that fire again. You know it isn't wise. I see the want to is strong enough to hold when a love has grown cold and a woman wants a love sweet and warm. How many women just like you have silent schemes? How many men like me do they sleep with in their dreams? You can stay or you can go, and although I sympathize, I still see the want to in your eyes. I see the want in your
eyes. Yeah. Well, I play an old guitar from 9 till I have 1. believe I get my kicks from being hurt instead of making love feel better. You just make it worse. You tell me go, then call me back, and then you set me free. You always come back to hurting me. Best I've had. I'm this way, you're that way. It may be meant to be. You always come back to hurting me. You always come back to hurting me.
the one that you left, and she's the pride that you kept. She's the innocence that you left back in your youth. She's the poems that you read, she's the mouth that you feed, and she's the holy, and she is truth. Sweet dream woman of the night, come and let me in the night. Sweet dream woman, come and be a woman to me. She's the mother. She is sweet baby blue, and she's a love that you once knew but you couldn't hold. She is bad luck and good, and she's all that she should be. And I see the reasons all unfold.
Thank you. look out through the window. That big old moon is shining down. Tell me now, don't it remind you of a blanket on the ground? Remember back when love first found us, we'd go slipping out of town, and we'd love beneath the moonlight on the blanket on the ground. I'll get the blanket from the bedroom, and we'll go walking once again to that spot down by the river where our sweet love first began. Just because we are married don't mean we can't slip around. So let's walk out through the moonlight and lay the blanket on the ground. Oh, remember how excited
pretty interesting thing here that Donald Trump did here, was it today or yesterday? Today, I guess. He rented a theater in Iowa to show the Benghazi movie, the 13 hours, I believe it is. He is so confident that there's enough stuff in there to put Hillary away. And I don't know why she hasn't been put away already. I mean, this is, there's patriots being railroaded and literally killed, homes ruined, lives destroyed over a whole lot less than what Hillary's been caught with. But he rented a theater and is giving people from Iowa free tickets to show this Benghazi movie that everybody's wanting to see. He wants all Americans to watch the show and know what the truth is. And the guys that were, some of the guys that were there, some of the SEALs that were on the ground there that survived this, have been on the news here a few times lately. And, they claim that this show is extremely accurate and factual. And to watch that show will practically put you on the scene with them the night that, Ambassador Stevens and those three SEALs got killed. So I'm looking forward to seeing it and check it out. Amy and I are going to watch for it here. I don't know when it's going to come out or if it's going to be available on Netflix first or whatever, but I think it's going to be a good show anyway. But I thought that was kind of neat. That's kind of a stand-up deal there for Trump to do.
I know you loved him a long time ago, and even now in my heart, you still want him, I know. But darling, this time that your memories die, when you hold me tonight, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind, but I keep hoping someday you'll see the light. Let it be here tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it when you love me tonight, and
natural way of leaving. Bed is getting bad. Bed is getting bad.
Y'all are going to get a kick out of this. This was, as you might expect, the world, I was going to say the country, but in fact the world went crazy over this $1.5 billion lottery here. There is a woman, unbelievable, Cordova, Tennessee. She says she spent all her money on Powerball tickets. She was so sure. She spent $800 in 7 hours. And she spent all of her money on tickets for this $1.6 billion Powerball jackpot. And she thinks that the rest of the world owes her her money back. She created a Powerball reimbursement GoFundMe page and actually made $800 in 7 hours. Do you believe? I can believe that one person would be retarded enough to try to do this. I don't believe that there's enough people out there that would actually give her money for this. Here's the note that she wrote. They don't know how much she actually made because she the page is down now. They don't know if she took it down or if GoFundMe deleted it or what, but it's gone. She said, "Please help me and my family if we have exhausted all of our funds. We spent all of our money on lottery tickets, expecting to win the $1.5 billion, and are now in dire need of cash. With your small donation of at least $1, a like, and one share, I'm certain that we'll be able to pick ourselves up from the trenches of this lost and spend another fortune trying to hit it big again. Please, won't you help a family in need? Donate now." And that's all I have to say about that.
I just spent my last nickel trying to drive my tears away, trying to mend a broken heart that you once led astray. I know life is funny, this old world is built that way. So many disappointments, that's what makes the jukebox play. Every time I see a new love, I bow my head and pray that they'll always talk things over and understand each other's way. But sometimes it doesn't happen. It's a fool like me who pays to be alone in this old world. That's what makes the jukebox play.
seem so happy. Their life in a game. Love to them is just a word. Tomorrow's another day. My life would be so empty, for my heart won't live that way. All kinds of people make this world. That's what makes the jukebox play. All kinds of people make this world. That's what makes the jukebox play.
Okay, I've got one story here that's awful, so I'm not going to tell you till Monday. But this one, I guess, really comes as no surprise. The FBI had to scramble to for damage control there after they were caught posing as militia. Well, now they say that they weren't. The ex-fire chief there has now clarified his position. He says that the Nevada assemblywoman that we talked about, Michelle Fior, whose press release I read on the air yesterday, I guess yesterday before. She said this fire chief said she must have misunderstood him. The release said that that this fire chief had determined there was men posing as militia, and they found out that they were FBI. He tells U.S. News that he did indeed catch undercover FBI agents in a small town near where armed protesters are occupying a Fed, but they were not posing as militia. He said they weren't posing as anything other than dishonest people. He says they were perceived as militia by the locals, but they weren't posing out there with a shirt that said, "I'm militia." I wonder what exactly they threatened him with. Now, I guess, to be honest, to be fair, probably they weren't posing as members of any particular group of militia. The part that they were posing as dishonest people was enough, because that's what the townspeople perceived them to be. And I think that there's a fine line here, a gray definition of what militia in their minds in this particular instance actually were. But he said he called local authorities, who he says later arrived at the scene. Sheriff's deputy says took a phone call and then explained the men were undercover FBI agents. Undercover in black SUVs. Okay. It didn't say black SUV in the original story, but it's in this story here. He said the Portland's field office would not address whether or not undercover agents were being used to address the refuge occupiers who had invited. What else would they be doing there? Why did this FBI just happen to be in Burns, Oregon right now? But the field office wouldn't say whether or not they were there doing that. Okay, so you're all retards. You didn't figure that out for yourself. You had to be told, and they're not telling you, so I guess it's just our fault. Due to the ongoing investigation, we cannot provide any comments at this time. Okay. The judge says, I don't know exactly what the FBI is doing in the area. What, are there any grown-ups in this town? Unbelievable. I just don't know what they're doing. And to be honest, I've worked hard not to. Yeah, that's what the judge said. Evidently, that's fact. The judge says he considers the fire chief a longtime friend and an incredible resource, but accepted his resignation after the two had a disagreement about the use of public buildings to host a meeting where Ammon Bundy wanted to give. It's all, they I told you during the original deal there that they were the county and the city there have denied them the use of any buildings around there for their meetings. So the original thing said that the fire chief wouldn't work for anybody that he couldn't trust. Now, would them not allowing Ammon to use the building a reason not to trust him, or just a reason to tick you off a little bit? Let's see if I can find out down here. Anybody, they're talking about anybody would have burned the same way and have for years, the land that was in question here. Somewhere, see, the refuge takeover began January 2nd. Here you go. The people he found in the armory drove off in three vehicles, one of which he followed to a nearby McDonald's. Two men in a black SUV identified themselves as businessmen named Chuck and Mike, who were looking to looking to open up a shop in town. Okay, all right, whatever. It's your story. You can tell it however you want to.
He turned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries 'cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. 'Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. An atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck, heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. At the time I sink free. When the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow, I'm living that honky-tonk dream. 'Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio, he wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row, and Lord, it don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute, I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage, I'm chasing that neon rainbow, I'm living that honky-tonk dream. 'Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and seen. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream.
Thank you. the word, light the bonfire and call the girls. King and the cane and the Marlboro man, Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue and all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know. And that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man, watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man, y'all ain't listening. The old dirt road is what y'all miss.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on my tires.
I sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways, and we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different around here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. See, if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
Chilling on the dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on the tires. That's right.
Play a song.
Father and his holy name, and don't go right in my heart and my pockets full of sand. I'm a long ways from home and I miss my loved ones so. In the early morning rain with no place to go, out on the runway number 9, big 707 said to go. But I'm standing on the grass where the cold winds blow. Well, the liquor tasted good and the women all were fast. There she goes, my friend, she's a rolling now at last. Hear the mighty engines roar, see the silver bird on high. She's away in westward bound, far above the cloud she'll fly. Where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines, she'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a big jet plane like you can an old freight train. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain.
Secret to life, he looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said all I had to say is, don't blink, just like that. You're 6 years old and you take a nap, and you wake up and you're 25, then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your baby's bro. Mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think, so don't blink. I was glued to my TV when it looked like he looked at me and said, best start putting first things first. 'Cause when your hourglass runs out of sand, you can't rip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. And don't blink, just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap, and wake up and you're 25, and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there and there, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't wait. So I've been trying to slow it down. I've been trying to take it easy. And this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in. Don't wait. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap. And you wake up and you're 25. And your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't wait. You just might miss your babies growing like mine did. Turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there and there. And you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. No, don't blink. Goes faster than you think. So don't blink. Life goes faster than you think. Don't blink. Don't blink. Life goes faster than you.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods and I lost my way. It was getting late and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand. A phone call from a friend just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny at the dark end of the road that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours,
to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love.
They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
Disappeared a time or two, and along the way I lost me and you. I needed a new town for my new start, selling VCRs in Arkansas at a Walmart. I haven't had a drink in 19 days. My eyes are clear and bright without that haze. I like the preacher from the Church of Christ. Sorry that I cried when I talked to you last night. I think I'm on a roll. I don't know why I held it all inside. You must have thought I never even tried. You know your daddy told me when I left, Jesus would forgive, but a daddy don't forget. Baby, I'm not me.
He had plastic bags wrapped round his shoes. He was covered with the evening news. Had a pair of old wool socks on his hands. The bank sign was flashing five below. It was freezing rain and spitting snow. He was curled up behind some garbage cans. I was afraid that he was dead. I gave him a gentle shake. When he opened up his eyes, I said, "Old man, are you okay?" He said, "I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping into Calico Creek, I was walking down almost home." Then he said, "I was just coming round the barn about the time you grabbed my arm, when I heard Mama holler, 'Son, hurry up.' I was close enough from my old nose to smell fresh cobbler on the stove, and I saw Daddy loading up the truck. Cane poles on the tailgate, fibers blowing in the wind. Since July of 55, that's as close as I've been. Yeah, I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. Just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping into Calico Creek.
Wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade her ride. He said, I got what you need, son, as we sit down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things, it gets sweeter with time. He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the drive. Heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over there close at me, drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool.
lost count and started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
All right, there you go. There is another episode of the fastest 2 hours on internet radio. I can't believe that this goes by pretty much every Friday. I rarely even get out of this chair. It just seems like everything's going, you know, my fingers moving 100 miles an hour trying to keep everything running smoothly and listening to all these great songs at the same time, and it goes pretty quickly. So you guys have a great weekend. We've got several news things we need to cover Monday. And I'm quite certain that there'll be some more stuff happen this weekend, as has been the case for the last few months, last couple of years here. It's been nearly every day that we get new and exciting stuff that we need to talk about. So, all right, we'll see you Monday. Thanks for joining me. Amy will be with us Monday, too. Yeah.
It seems that you've changed in these past few days.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over, but the crying. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong. And the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all over but the crying. I never would have thought you were lying. It sounded so true when you said it's all over but the crying. It's all